The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
Hello, thank you for tuning in. This is James Sasso of Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. So much has happened this year, and we're only halfway through it. It's amazing to watch all of the craziness unfold before our very eyes, both good and bad. But it's still in these times we need to remember that God is the one in control and that we should always be completely reliant on Him. So today we're going to be talking a lot about that, about following the instructions He has given us. Because as we all know, 2020 is a time of great change, upheavals, and it's time for the establishment of many nameless, faceless people that God has selected. We are called to take up a position this year, but we cannot do that without following the instructions God has given us. So today, the clip that we're going to listen to emphasizes this point. This was taken from one of our Wednesday evening services in which Pastor Chris goes over this topic. So let's listen in.
We are now in the season of acceleration. So do not be surprised if you receive instruction from the Lord, simple instruction, and you postpone your obedience. Do not be surprised that it manifested to somebody else. Intensity is increasing. If you've been out there, your way here, especially for those that are here, especially in Texas, the heat, the weather is so intense. And if you imagine how intense it is now, it is more intense in the spiritual realm. Intensity will continue to increase in every sector of society and in every area of our lives. And here in the United States, the divisiveness, the division amongst Americans, the issues in our political arena, everything is going to be so intense. Just be warned about it. Focus on the Lord, right? This is kind of a season like no other, as this is a new decade of clarity and a 2020 vision. As soon as you obey God and consistently doing what you're supposed to be doing, God will continue to manifest more and more as much as you can handle. Everything is what the Lord taught us about faithfulness in Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 11. Whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. The simple instruction that God has given you, you have to be faithful in obeying them. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you a property of your own? God is doing something big. And out of those simple instructions that I have been telling you all these weeks, for several weeks now, that will result and produce supernatural results. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, Jesus was impressed by her faith. Because why? Because this woman had been suffering years and spending all her money, and she's not being healed. She knew who Jesus was. That's why in her heart she knew that if she'll just touch the hem of his garment, she will be delivered. And she was. Because why? Jesus was impressed because she took the initiative. She took action. She's so desperate. Just like some of us have been waiting for years and years for a breakthrough to manifest. And it's not manifesting. And it's not God's fault. It will never be his fault. And then the Roman centurion who came to Jesus on behalf of his sick servant. And Jesus said, I'll come to your house and lay hands on your servant. And he said, I'm also a man of authority. If I'll tell one servant, go there and they'll go, you don't need to come to my house. And Jesus said, I have never seen such faith in all Israel. Because why? He recognized the authority and the lordship of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when Jesus have given you an instruction, spend time with me. Continue to ask me what it is. You have to look at it as it is the Lord Jesus who gave you that instruction that will lead into supernatural. So this woman, because of her faith, not only she was healed, she was restored. And with this Roman centurion, his servant got healed on that very hour, instantaneous, in which it should be ever present in our lives. It should be ever present in our ministry. Are you getting this? God gave me a glimpse as I spent time with God, sometimes early in the morning, sometimes when I'm doing some yard work. I talk to him. Give me instruction. What do you want me to do? And all of a sudden, things are moving globally. He gave me a glimpse. Please understand that what God has given you, it is much, much bigger that you could never imagine. So we have to be faithful in this little instruction. We have to live by faith, or else we will go back to the same thing that we would like to do, our flesh wanted to do when this manifestation takes place. And God is not about to do that now in this decade because the time is at hand. He wanted to return. Are you getting this? So it is important for you to understand. Like, for example, try to imagine this. The billionaires in this country, they're billionaires, and those people that work under them, like their vice president, their chief financial officers, their managers, they were multimillionaire. So can you handle that much? If you cannot handle that simple instruction, you will not be able to handle and manage how big is that, because it is just too big for yourself. And that is why God is not manifesting things until you obey those simple instructions, because if you cannot handle things, you will always rely and depend on Him, on the Holy Spirit. That is why when there are crusades and there are healing ministers, if you go before the Lord, God will heal people. There will be so miracles left and right because you're totally depending on Him. And He wants you to be made aware of that, that without Him, you cannot do nothing. You will go back to the comfort level that is of the world if you don't. It is important. So if God has given this ministry instructions, the praise team, the media team, gave them instruction. So don't be surprised if you didn't do it. Oh, I'm waiting on this and I'm waiting on that. No, you take the initiative like the woman with the issue of blood. You take initiative because that is the violent who are taking the kingdom of God by force. It is important. Those comes with simple instruction. I was asking the Lord for things that concern me, just like I'm asking the Lord and said, what about this that you're giving me? the businesses, the new products, and said, like, I want to learn, but he took me globally. Or else, how can a financier, producer, or a tycoon manifest? So this is so big that you cannot rely on your own self. Amen? This, thus saith the Lord. These are prophetic instructions. So what God is doing on the face of the earth, what God is doing in this ministry is global. He gave me a glimpse of it, and man, it's just like my brain could have exploded. But it's an answer. I spent time with him because that was his instruction. And even the way you spend time with God, you need to change the pattern or your habit of doing things. You need to change it. Even to study the word, you need to change it. Don't get into a habit. God is increasing its intensity, and what you used to do before is not going to take you far. We have to propel ourselves to allow the Holy Spirit to change things, to turn things upside down, and at the same time, to continue trust him. So you and I will continue to see major changes and major upheavals all over the world, including the body of Christ. There will be major changes even in the leadership. And God's people will start searching for ministries which miracles are manifesting in their services and the Holy Spirit is moving. It's going to seem like a big headache for us leaders or for all of the ministries, but God is warning us about this. God is very serious when he asks each and every one of us to spend time with him. Break your way of studying the word and the way you pray. Pray more in the spirit. You'll be able to cover and be able to accomplish a lot. And another instruction, God uses and empowers the words and prayers prayed according to his perfect will. He empowers those words, so do not nullify them. That is why it is important for us, because on the other hand, Satan used negative words, complaining, grumbling, accusations to empower and spread his agenda. Do not be a part of it. We are a priest now in the order of Melchizedek. We are a priest forever. But you cannot be a king without kingdoms. That's why God is wanting you to stay put and do not leave or do not do anything without hearing from him concerning your businesses, concerning your career, concerning your position, because that's where the transfer of wealth is going to go about. And that is the only way that the body of Christ will and can implement God's ways of doing things. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you as well. Different leaders, different kind of training. Your source has to be really God, and that should will come from the heart. Are you getting this, body of Christ? If God is going to manifest that you are a tycoon, how are you going to manage if by now you cannot even follow simple instruction? What more when you have your own influence, when you have your resources? God knows that you will never implement his ways of doing things. That's why everything is being held back.
And that's the end of the clip. Now, coming back from this message, we really emphasize the point, and it really hammers it forward, and the fact that we really need to follow God's guiding this year. God has already given us instructions and has told us to follow his lead. But yet, it's always so easy to fall away. I know even I tend to struggle with it sometimes. We need to remember to keep our focus on God and the promise He has made us. Doing so will help us in better focusing our efforts in relying fully on God. We need to be in constant prayer, and we need to be fully reliant on the Holy Spirit's leading. God asks so little of us, with such simple instructions for us to do, yet we're so busy sticking with the status quo that we just don't do it. The status quo, the everyday way of doing things in our lives, is where the world's way thrives, where we're comfortable. We need to break out of these comfortable status quo and move into where we are fully reliant on God in everything. It's only through this reliance that we can really be trustworthy and be given what God has promised us. God has given us many things already, but He cannot entrust more to us unless we are trustworthy with what He has already given us. So we need to take the commands He has given us, take the promise He has given us, and move forward, or He cannot improve on anything. Why would He give us more if we haven't done anything with what's already given to us? I am reminded of the parable of the talents, which is found in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. This parable greatly emphasizes the importance of using what is given us and being faithful and trustworthy with it. So starting with verse 14, it says, "Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one who with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money." Now, before we continue, let me emphasize this point. It says that he gave them bags of gold in accordance to their ability, meaning the one who could handle 5 bags was given 5, and the one who could handle 2 was given 2, and so on. In the same way, God would not entrust us with something we cannot handle, just as this master entrusted certain amounts depending on what his servants could handle. So, let's continue. Verse 19. "After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags also came. Master, he said, you have entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I had not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, taking from this, we see what God means by being trustworthy with what has been given to us. In our case, it's the promises and the instructions God has made, and it's with what we have in our current possession. We need to be trustworthy right now with what we have, as well as with the instruction. Because if you look at the faithful servants, they took what they had and were trustworthy with it. And not only that, they used what was given to them to produce more, which is what God wants us to do through his leading. While the wicked servant took it and hid it, fearing what the master might do, he stayed stagnant. He did nothing to improve or work off what was given to him. In the same way, we have been given instructions. We need to follow these instructions entrusted to us. They were given to us so that we may work with them and prosper and improve. And even in times like these, in 2020, with so much going on, now is the perfect time for us to take our place. So much chaos is happening right now that it just makes it that much more miraculous. So, with that, we need to remember to stay in prayer, pray in the Spirit, and break our routine. Focus on God and follow the instructions he has given to us. Stop yourself from maintaining the status quo and continue to work with what God has given us. And with that, let me pray for you. Father God, I pray that this is a wake-up call. I pray that we will take this chance and take this time to say we will not be like the wicked servant. We will be faithful. We will take what you have given us. We will listen to our calling and our instructions, and we will run with it. We will build with what we have and what you have given us through your leading. And we thank you, God, that you are continuing to keep us safe and keep us prosperous in these times, God. I thank you and come against any sickness and disease against our bodies, that we will be strong even through this plague. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, if you enjoyed this radio broadcast and would like to support it, you can sow a seed at sogmi.org. All donations to this broadcast go to better getting this message out, as well as improving our live streaming and services at our church. Throughout this situation with COVID-19, we have been better improving and working to get our live streaming even better than ever for all of our congregants. So with every investment, we go towards that. Also, if you would like to join in those Sunday services, we live stream every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m., as well as 7 p.m. on both Sunday evening and Wednesday evening. So if you would like to get even more of the message that we have for you, that would be the place. So with that, I am running out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. This has been James Sasso filling in for Pastor Chris, and you have been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. God bless you, and until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today.
If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.